This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes. As we talk about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives, if you're in the workplace or a student or an at-home parent, or maybe you're just taking care of a loved one, or maybe you're someone who's never really had faith and you're searching for what your purpose is, well, the next 30 minutes was designed just for you, as we will talk to everyday people who will share their everyday faith. Now, from the biblical standpoint, we like to talk about this question: what is faith? And according to the Bible, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." And also from the book of Hebrews, we answer the question, why is faith important? Book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, "And without faith it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." And finally, the question, how do you get faith? And from the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And that's the purpose of today's program, and thank you so much for joining us. We now have all our podcasts loaded up on iTunes, and we have a website that's out. It's called mark5ministries.com. Hope you visit the site, check out the podcast. Last week we had Gabe Turner on, who's the lead pastor over at the Point Church in Charlottesville. We also have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com, and we appreciate your comments and encouragements, and we welcome your prayer requests. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thanks again for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Nelson County Habitat for Humanity is hosting its 22nd annual golf tournament on June 1st at Stony Creek Golf Club in Nellie's Ford. The Stewart's Draft VFW will host bingo on June 20th. Proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society Relay for Life of Augusta County. The Shelter for Help in Emergency needs men and women to volunteer as shelter managers, serve on the hotline, office assistants, and court monitors. The Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA is sponsoring the K9 2.5K Bow Wow Walk on May 30th. The walk will begin in Lee Park, downtown Charlottesville, starting at 8:30 in the morning. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and back with us on the program today, we have one of my favorite coaches, UVA wrestling coach Steve Garland. Steve, thanks for coming back with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Hey, now, you're a guy who really is strong in his faith, and I want to ask you, the opening question is, how has faith been important to you in terms of the different roles in your life? When we look at you, you know, you're sure you're the head wrestling coach at UVA. Awesome, big job. But probably more importantly, at home, you know, you're a husband and a father. And you're a guy who is, you know, out there with his faith. And I just want to ask you, how important has your faith been as you, you know, fight the battles at the office and then you come home and there's certainly different roles that you have to. So take me through that, if you would.
Well, that's a big question. And there's a lot of ways I could go with that. I think how I'll answer is just sort of focus on what faith's done recently in my heart, what God's put on my heart recently in terms of how applicable faith is to everyday life. And for me, it's just Christ being my rock in the trials and God being there when I'm going through the hard times. Because before Jesus, before I came to faith, I can reflect back and think of how many times I wasted time and energy and thought on the why. Why is this happening to me? When I'm at the bottom or a perceived failure or something that I didn't hit or a tough time in my marriage or whatever is going on in my life, I spend so much time on this why as if I didn't deserve this. You know, I mean, why is this happening? Mm-hmm. How could this be? And what God's put on my heart recently, and I try to use this with my own athletes, and it's instead of focusing on the why, focus on the who, the what, and the where. Mm. See, what faith does is the Bible that biblically promises us that no matter what happens, God's always there. Isaiah 41 says he's holding on to us with his righteous right hand. So no matter what circumstance I'm in, I can count on that. That's truth. Well, there, I'm on solid ground there. So no matter how hard it gets, I know that truth, and I can cling to that. It gives me peace. The what, you know, whatever trial, whatever valley I'm in, I know that even though this hurts and even though this is so hard I'm going through now, the truth biblically that I can count on is that God's using that trial to conform me into the image of his son. Mm-hmm. He's molding me. He's shaping me. He's using this pain because that's one of God's tools, as much as we probably don't like to talk about it. He's using this to shape me into the person he's created me to be. So there's peace in that. And then the where, and this is a big one for me, is when I'm feeling like, wow, I'm a failure at my job, or this past season, we had a rough season. We lost a lot more than we had in years and years and years. And I'm thinking, you know, you start to panic a little bit. You know, is this what I am? Is this what's happening? Why is this happening? And all these things that go through your head. And really what God put on my heart is when we're in the deepest part of a trial, really what that should be, that particular trial should be a blinking red arrow pointing straight up to God, because that's our hope that's in Christ, the hope that's an anchor for our soul. We can count on it. No matter how much pain we're going through now, there's going to be a time where every tear is wiped away, where every pain will be wiped away, and we'll be in the presence of the King of Glory. And so that's a hope you can count on. And that's no matter how hard you're going through, whatever you're going through, that's something you can cling to. And for me, that's been everything in dealing with adversity, because I don't deal with adversity well with Christ. You guys could imagine what I was like without him. So
let me stay with this topic for a second. I like to talk about the struggle, because when things are going well and you're ACC champ and coach of the year, it's real easy then, or easier then, to say, you know, God is great, God is faithful. But it's the times when you're really struggling, and I want to stay here and park here for a second. I was in the book of Exodus the other day, and you had Moses leading the Israelites through the desert, and it ended up, you know, instead of being a couple-month journey, ended up being 40 years in the desert. But the place I want to focus here was on this manna concept. So God would provide bread, manna, from heaven every day for the Israelites so that they could basically survive in the desert. But the part that I zeroed in on that God recently made very clear to me was the manna was, I believe the verse said, a day's portion for a day. And so, sounds simple, but the idea there is that every day God is going to give us what we need for that particular day. He doesn't give us a week's portion and then say, here, kind of go divvy it up. And then, of course, when you move that over into the New Testament and Jesus in the Lord's Prayer, give us our daily bread. And so for me, and I'm wondering for you, the importance of breaking it down into every day, tapping into the manna every day. You know, Paul encourages us in Romans chapter 12 to renew your mind daily and kind of feed off of God's word. But I'm wondering how that might resonate for you, especially when you're going through tougher times and really tapping in daily.
Well, I you Gosh, I think you have to be intentional about it. I wake up every morning and I pray a prayer where the nuts and bolts of the prayer are this, just to get me out of bed in the morning. It's to seek you, God, to know you, God, to grow in my relationship with you, God, glorify you, God, obey you, God, serve you, work for you, and live for you, mm-hmm. and live that abundant life, rise above the fears and worries of this mm-hmm. world and live an abundant life that you've promised me, Jesus. Today, that's what I'm focusing on. So when my feet hit the ground out of that bed, I literally do that every morning so that way I'm set on today. Today I'm going to be the best I can be today, Lord. I'm going to seek you today. I'm going to learn to look to know you more. I'm going to look to grow in my relationship, my intimate relationship that you've promised me, Lord, through your son Jesus. I'm going to honor you and obey you and glorify you in everything I think, say, and do. That's my goal today. And then mm-hmm. tomorrow when I wake up, that's my goal for that day.
Yeah.
But I'm not promised tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, you know, what's the Bible say, the verse where it says, you know, you foolish man, today your soul is demanded of you. When he says, tomorrow I'm going to go and I'm going to store up in the storehouses and I'm going to, or the other one talks about, yo, we'll go, maybe next year we'll go and do this or we'll go and do that. And the verse says, well, you know, why do you talk about today or tomorrow or the next week or the next year when really you got to focus on today? Mm-hmm. That's what we're responsible for, because you should say, well, if God wills it, then it will happen, right? It may be God's will for me not to wake up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But so what I can focus on is being intentional about today, being here right now. You know,
right.
How can I be present now in this moment? Does
being
that make
present.
Sense?
Yeah, I like it. Let me go to the Gospel of John, chapter 16. I'm going to read this verse to you. Chapter 16, 33. My son Drew brings this verse to my attention frequently. These are words of Jesus. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world, I have deprived it of power to harm you, and have conquered it for you. Now I was reading that from the Amplified Version, mm-hmm. that's John 16:33. So in that message, Jesus is saying, you know, life is hard, and there's going to be a lot of really rotten things that happen. So there's really, I think that's for everybody. There's no escaping the hard.
No, life's a battle, absolutely. And every day we're called to armor up. What's mm-hmm. Ephesians 6 say? I mean, we have to put on the armor of God, and we need to go to battle, and we need to be prepared for that, because it's not against flesh and blood in which we war, the Bible says. This is real stuff. This
yes.
isn't just fairy tale land,
yeah.
you know, and... But what I love about that, I love that verse. And what I love about that verse is it talks about, I have overcome the world. So every Christian has victory in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We have victory over fear. We have victory over worry. We have victory over Satan in Christ. We can't defeat Satan on our own, but we can, through Christ, we can do all things through Christ mm-hmm. who strengthens me. That's where our victory is in. So I use this reference a lot when I talk about Jesus and what he's done in my life. In wrestling, when you win a match, you get your hand raised. That's how they declare the victor, and it's the best feeling in the world when you get your fist raised at the end of a match and you stare at the crowd when they raise your arm. It's this big deal at nationals, you know. Well, Jesus has got his hand raised on the world. He stands in victory. And so if I'm in him, that means I stand in victory.
We're talking with Steve Garland, UVA wrestling coach. And, you know, Steve, it's hard sometimes for guys like you and me with the athletic background, because when hard times come, we think about do, go, achieve, do, go, achieve, work harder, plow through it. And yet really what we're called to do as followers of Christ is to try our best. There's no doubt about that. But ultimately, as you said, our confidence and our peace comes through our relationship with Christ, and that being able to navigate a difficult situation, which, again, we heard Jesus just explain, every single person is going to go through tough times. You know somebody who's going through a sickness, a divorce, or some type of addiction that they're fighting through. Somebody just lost a loved one. Hard things to deal with, and the flesh, and particularly amped up guys like you and me, we think it's a go, work harder, do harder. And yes, we're called to work hard, but really where our confidence comes through is the fact that Christ walked right through death with the resurrection, and he came out the other side. And with that, as believers, we can live a victorious life. Hard to do, but once you get there, you really can find that peace that helps you kind of navigate the different situations in life.
Sure, and I think it's our perspective on, as you said, trusting Jesus and knowing that it's going to happen. We can't act like, we can't be shocked when the trials come. The book of James says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you experience trials of many kind. Not if, when. Mm-hmm. When you experience trials of any kind. And I think that's the way we have to look at it, is first of all, it's coming, but in Christ, we're going to be okay. And through Christ, we're going to be okay.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break. We're talking with UVA wrestling coach Steve Garland. We'll be back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Nelson County Habitat for Humanity is hosting its 22nd annual golf tournament on June 1st at Stony Creek Golf Club in Nellie's Ford. The Stewart's Draft VFW will host bingo on June 20th. Proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society Relay for Life of Augusta County. The Shelter for Help and Emergency needs men and women to volunteer as shelter managers, serve on the hotline, office assistants, and court monitors. The Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA is sponsoring the K9 2.5K Bow Wow Walk on May 30th. The walk will begin in Lee Park, downtown Charlottesville, starting at 8:30 in the morning. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our concerts events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have UVA wrestling coach Steve Garland. Steve, right before the break, you touched on a verse from James in the New Testament, and I want to read that verse and I want to spend a little time there. James chapter 1. Verses 2 to 4. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect, complete, and lacking in nothing. I want to read that first part again. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. Now, that is a tough verse sometimes to get your arms around, because who likes a trial?
Right.
Who likes to get beat
who
up?
Who celebrates when they... Right.
You know, I mean, going through the tough times, and yet when you're reading God's Word and spending time in the Word, you're sitting there saying, okay, I'm supposed to call this joy. But I want to tell you, and then I'm going to toss it to you, but some of the hardest times in my life, and I'm saying this for any of our listeners that may be going through a difficult time right now, some of the hardest times in my life, I wouldn't wish them on anybody. Dark, hard, really challenging times. But it was in those times when God met me and I started to understand what King David said in the Psalms when he said, in your presence is the fullness of joy. So it's really kind of a tough thing to understand until you've gone through it. But now that I've kind of come out the other side, I can understand, looking backwards, that you're going through a season of pruning, going through a season of challenge, hurt, and pain. And the result of that, if you seek the Lord during that time, if you lean into the Lord, you'll find that he leans back into you, and you have this meeting, or as John chapter 15 describes, this abiding, that you have this kind of communion, you have this connectivity with God. And it's during that time, as hard as it is, you experience this incredible joy. And you say, as hard as these challenges are, I'll take the joy, because you end up from that kind of a changed person. And that's what ended up happening to me as I went through these challenges, these trials. I encountered Jesus in the trials, in the challenges. And yet, as painful as it was, I would never give that time back, would never give it back, because it was a phenomenal experience. I don't want my friends and family to go through what I kind of had to go through. But again, speaking at it and looking at it in hindsight, I can see now why James says, count it all joy.
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head, Jeff, and isn't it amazing that, at least for young men, I can speak, or men in general, that when we're at the bottom of the pit, at the deepest, darkest pit of that season in our life, is when we're actually the most ready to learn, mm-hmm. is when our eyes are fixed on Jesus, when mm-hmm. our intimate relationship with God is at its most intense, most focused, because we're submitted, we're surrendered. I realize I can't do this. I can't do this on my own. I need you. I need you, Lord. And we start focusing on Him more than we ever have, and that laser focus, because we need Him so much. Mm-hmm. And that's when we learn the most. And I tell guys all the time, I think when you're at the bottom of the pit is when you're most ready to have your ears open and your heart open, mm-hmm. and your mind ready to be renewed.
Amen.
And that's when we're at our deepest, I think, most intimate connections, and when we learn the most about ourselves, and when God teaches us the most. At least in my experience, the three major crises in my life over the last 10 years of all when God met me at the pit, and those are the biggest learning moments in my life. If I had to go back and track my young 38 years on this world, those were the three times in my life where I was, what I learned the most and developed and grew the most ultimately, mm-hmm. even though it was horrible going through it. Mm-hmm.
And so just like James was encouraging the young Christian church to count it all joy, you're going to go through some really hard stuff. I think one of the purposes of this radio show is to encourage any of our listeners who are going through a tough time, that again, if you can lean into the Lord, you'll find He leans right back, and you end up having, you know, an awesome experience as a result of it. Next verse I'm touching down on comes from the Old Testament. And it's not a book that a lot of people go to. It's Lamentations, that was written by the prophet Jeremiah. And this book was really during a dark, challenging time in his life when he was experiencing a lot of persecution. But I found this verse, and I found this verse to be incredibly true. It's, again, for anybody who's writing down these verses to look them back up, it's Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. It goes like this. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercy never ceases. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I want to read that one more time. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. So again, the little tip I want to throw in to any of our listeners on that verse was, during the really hardest times and challenges of my life, that I found that I had to really kind of break life down to a day at a time. And each morning when I woke up, I just found this to be true, that each morning, that as I would spend time in God's Word, He would meet me then and there, and that I found that I was able to experience these fresh mercies every single morning, and it was enough to really get me to keep my feet moving, keep walking through that valley of the shadow of death, and you get through to the other side. So again, I just encourage any of our listeners that are going through that tough time, just get into God's Word, climb into it, and ask Him to just talk to you and meet you in His Word, and He will. God is faithful.
Well, I was just going to say, you hit the nail on the head right at the end there. God is faithful. In that verse, faithfulness, God's faithfulness. We sing it on Sundays, and we read about it at night in our Bible studies in our homes, but do we believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Do we believe God is faithful?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we go and try to fix it ourselves? Do we go and try to manipulate a situation or dig ourselves out or work harder or man up? Or do we actually believe that the verse that says, be still and know that I am God?
Mm-hmm.
Do we really believe that He is in control, that He is sovereign over the good times, but He's also sovereign over the bad times?
Mm-hmm.
a verse that I love is, you know, I make success, but I also create calamity. Mm-hmm. And God is the God of the good. He's the God of the bad. He's God, period. Mm-hmm. And so we have to actually live out that trust in his faithfulness because it's sure, because his word tells us so.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for me, again, one of the purposes of this radio show is I've had the opportunity to experience the faithful love and the fresh mercy, and to be able to tell others of the great love and mercy of the Lord is just one of the great times in my life. I want to hit you with another verse. We're going New Testament. This is the Apostle Paul from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. One more time. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You know, we mentioned this earlier, and we're talking with Steve Garland, UVA wrestling coach. Steve, we mentioned earlier that it's easy to rejoice as ACC champs, national champion, things going good. But how do you rejoice when you're down in the pit? How do you rejoice when you're going through the tough times? How do you rejoice? You know, guys like you and me, we weren't really built to rejoice when we lose.
Right.
And yet, we're called to give thanks in all circumstances. But again, what I want to, and I'm going to pass this over to you, but what I found is, you know, going through that, what we talked about a second ago, was the experiencing the faithful love and the fresh mercy. The byproduct of that for me is that it enables me to, okay, I understand it is time to give thanks. That if I hadn't experienced the challenges, the pit experience, the wilderness experience, the valley of the shadow of death experience, if I hadn't experienced that, I wouldn't have been able to experience the fresh mercy and the faithful love, which enables me to give thanks in all circumstances.
I think the best way I can respond to that is this, is I admittedly often think about how amazing it would have been for me to go back in time and wrestle my career again as a believer with Jesus, not without him. Because when I lost in the NCAA finals, I can remember feeling the most emptiest feeling I'd ever felt in my life. I remember walking off that stage and just being so confused and so hurt. And even though now, let's say I went back in time, now with Christ, the same loss would be so much different. Because here's how I should approach it now as a believer, is thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. What an amazing stage you gave me to compete on and glorify you with the gifts and talents I've been given. God, the gratitude, rejoice always. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for you in my life. I'm thankful for the fact that you brought me here because you're the one who brought me here, not me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that I got to do that. Now I have a platform for the rest of my life to be able to speak for you, building off this one day. Now, that's a different story, right? That's a different way to look at that loss. The pain would have been real of not reaching a goal, but it would have been quelled tenfold by the fact that that this is God's will for me. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm with you. To be able to kind of go back. Yes. But as you and I are called to do, we have to press on. And Steve Garland, thank you so much for being on the show. You're one of the great coaches at the University of Virginia, and we just wish you all the success, all the best in the future. Hope you have an awesome season coming up. I actually hope you have a little bit of free time in the summer, although I know you're a guy that doesn't have much free time. But thanks again for being on the show.
Thanks, brother.
All right, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. Again, if you have a moment, check out our website. It's called Mark5Ministries.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a blessed day.